This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
I've started off the year, I think I said to you, trying to exercise a bit more. I've left Pure Gym.
That's a good way of exercising more.
Leaving Pure Gym is good for your mental health.
Right.
I hope that place shuts down. Awful. Absolutely awful. I've rejoined Fitness First. That's right, baby. That jungle money is coming into play.
You've joined Fitness First. Oh, nice. They've got like a spa in there.
So I was with Fitness First.
Right.
Then I did Strictly Come Dancing. I can no longer afford Fitness First anymore. Got into the jungle. I can go back to Fitness First.
What's Fitness First?
It's just a gym where it's like...
expensive.
I think this is like, you're like in some sort of reality TV casino and you should now walk away. If you get asked to dancing on ice, just don't gamble.
100%.
No, I think that's it now.
I know.
Just go up, that's it.
Yes, that 100%. Although there is a... they are bringing back Big Brother.
Oh, my God. When is that on, actually? I can't wait for that.
I don't know, yeah. It's going to be exciting when you see the eye for the first time, isn't it?
I didn't realise Andrew Tate was in Big Brother, did you? I mean, I've got to say, I didn't realise he existed until about 2 weeks ago, so why would I know that he'd been in Big Brother?
But why was he a celebrity then?
No, he's in the normal one, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think, I don't know. I just only saw like someone was like, oh, he just seemed like a knob then.
Wow.
But yeah, I think it was like 2016, which I think, did the celebrity one outlive the normal one? I can't remember.
Yes. I think it did.
Was it? Maybe I think it did, yeah. Mikey, can you be Googling, was Andrew Tate in the normal or the end?
Which is autumn 2023. What was the other question?
A while off. Andrew Tate, was he in the normal or the celebrity
Andrew
Big Brother?
Because
he was a kickboxer, was he?
He looks like a kickboxer.
He grew up in Luton, which I found odd.
Why did you find that odd?
I don't know.
Where did you want him to grow up?
I just thought he grew up in Dubai for some reason.
I'm sorry, I just really didn't see that coming. Okay.
I think he wants it to look like he grew up in Dubai, doesn't he? That's sort of his.
Can you explain to me?
He got terrible fashion sense. I mean, that's obviously quite low down on his list of crimes. I do realise, but you know, clothes are important to me. What can I say? Hence my New Year's resolution. But like, he's fucking awful clothes. So he looks like he sort of dresses exclusively on like Boohoo.
Right, I do know that look.
Bad jeans, like bad leather jacket. It's just
Now he. So what? What do you? What? Just again for me. What the hell is Andrew Tate?
He's What I've learnt, here's a, like, he's got a university where he teaches people how to pick up women.
A university?
Well, I don't know if it, he calls it, sorry, I don't know if it's an actual, I don't know if it's like, I don't know what you have to do to be classed as an actual university. I don't know if he's gone down that route. I don't like you have to dress up in like a gown and like one of those hats when you get your diploma from him at the end. But like, I think he calls it the University of, what?
So it's like, did he write the game?
I don't think so.
Do you know what that is?
The book, yeah, but I don't think he wrote that.
That was a book on how to pick up women. That was about the stuff like peacocking.
Yeah.
Whereas if you said something horrible about the person you were attracted to, what would it do?
Sure, I'm now starting to think that maybe all the time I've known you, you've been trying to pull me. I think you've probably taken it too far, and you should just accept that I'm not interested. You've been negging me for 15 years.
Negging, that's it. Negging.
Yeah.
So you say something horrible.
Yeah.
How's that? Can I just tell you now? If I'm ever single again, that is not going to work on me. Do not neg me. I will just cry and go home. Oh, God, you're a bit nasally. You're a bit nasally, aren't you?
Okay, what's peacocking? Is that from that book?
Peacocking is like...
Have you read the book?
I have read the book.
Right.
I read the book when I was in my early 20s. Because I was so bad with girls... that I thought, oh, maybe if I read this book, I'll be able to talk to them. But all I can remember is the peacocking, which was if you do something that stands out. So, like, wear one white glove. And then a girl will say, why are you wearing one white glove? And then you're in.
What? How are you
in? That's peacocking. Because you've stood out. So, like, Paul, I assume that's why you have your hair the way you do.
I read the game and decided that I wanted to...
No, but you know what I mean? So you do something like, so you might wear a gold scarf that says ham on it. And then a girl will say, why are you wearing a gold scarf that says ham on it? And you go, well, funny, you should say that. Would you like a drink? And I'll tell you all about it.
Perfectly normal behaviour. So you wear one white glove, and did you take this to the streets? Did you do anything?
Whoa! Wait, hold on a second. Fucking pause. Hold the phone.
Okay.
That's what they said in the book. I didn't wear one white glove. No,
that's what I'm saying. So did you do anything like that though? Did you sort of peacock?
I think I used to naturally peacock.
Oh, God.
I used to be the world's first natural peacock. Here he is.
I think I used to naturally peacock.
No. I can't put that out there. I can't put that out there.
Do not edit that out.
No.
I think that. I used it. In fact, no. If anything, clip it.
I don't believe this.
I think I used to naturally peacock.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean that I used to do things that stood out, but not in a good, necessarily well,
that,
in a
that,
good...
That I do agree with.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You didn't know... Did you know me when I used to wear... when I used to design my own jeans?
I knew you when you looked like you used to design your own jeans. I don't know at what point you stopped wearing jeans you designed yourselves and just started wearing jeans that you looked like you designed yourself.
So when I was younger, I would buy jeans and then I would take them home and I would get bleach and I would put patterns into the jeans.
Oh, my God. How have we ended up friends? What? Yeah. Like a mad scientist in his laboratory. And the experiment is trying to make the world's worst looking jeans.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I don't think I've ever told you this. This is just before I started comedy. Yeah. Actually, this might have been when I came out of secondary school. I'm only just really remembering the, oh my God, sorry, I'm having a moment.
Mm.
There was a bit where I thought I might be a fashion designer.
Well, that was quite the sliding doors moment, wasn't it? Forget fucking Sean Almighty. That is a film I'd love to see.
Oh no. Oh my God, I just remembered something I made.
I think Andrew Tate lives in a reality where you did become a fashion designer. I think
I've remembered something that you, I don't know whether you were going to not believe this or completely believe this.
Hmm.
I once bought a bright sky blue long sleeved t-shirt, right? That had a really wide cut of the neck. So it like came onto your shoulders.
Yeah. I'm out already. This was like a fashion dragon's den, I'm already out. But go on.
Oh my God. That is a good idea for a show, by the way.
Mm.
The dragon's catwalk.
How do you reckon you'd get on?
Well, hang on. We haven't started yet. So I then cut the t-shirt up. So I cut the sleeve. Wait.
Like Johnny Rotten.
I cut the sleeves in half and then attached them together again with paper clips.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of already been done, hasn't it?
Is it paper clips?
Safety pins. Yeah.
I wore that.
That sort of Vivian Westwood kind of beat. I hate to break this to you, but she beat you to that by, I would say, 30 years.
I have no idea what we're talking about. What are you talking about?
I've invented a snack. You get like a finger roll, right? Cut it in half and then stick a sausage in it. Top it with a bit of onions and some ketchup and mustard. And I'm gonna try and start selling called? These. I don't know. Something like temperature in an animal, I'm thinking. I've not got anything. Cold cat, I don't know. But I'm gonna try and start selling them at American sporting events.
Oh, my God. I reckon my dog would like that.
I'll tell you what, that's like that film yesterday, which I actually watched on New Year's Eve. I quite like that film.
When I got back from Australia, the first person, well, the first person I saw, but I was walking into Notting Hill and Richard Curtis cycled past.
No way.
In Notting Hill. How cool is that?
I saw him at Latitude, actually, wandering about one year. The year that I won Latitude New Act of the Year and then never got invited back. Fuck Latitude. What I'd like to say to them is, Latitude, where's your gratitude?
Oh my God. And how was yesterday? What's your review of yesterday?
Yeah, I quite like it, actually. It's not perfect, is it? I think the you know, it's a good premise, and it could have the execution could have been slightly better, but it's enjoyable, isn't it? It's one of those, it's file under if it's on and I've got nothing to do for 2 hours. I could either do that or go and lie in the garden. I don't know if I've spoken to you about this before, but I bought tickets for a gig the other day. And when I got to the sort of like basket to tie out, it says, would you like to pay £5 for the upkeep of the theatre? No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. No. I'll tell you what I'll do for the upkeep of the theatre. I'll buy a ticket for the gig and I'll turn up there. What? Like, just incorporate that in the price of the ticket, surely. That is a business. Do you want to pay £5 to the upkeep of my car that's going to get me to the gig? No. Oh, but it's the arts. We must fuck off. No, I don't want to pay £5 for the upkeep of your theatre.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? If you can't upkeep the theatre, don't open a theatre.
They do.
You should
that.
Have thought have about you... that before you got into the theatre business. You're like, hold on a second. Am I going to be able to upkeep this, or am I going to need to get some help in?
I know. It's like, have you ever donated money to a friend online?
Well, like a go. I've sponsored people in a run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you ever done that online? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you do it, and you think you've done your good bit, and then they're like, oh, do you want to give a bit more so that the charity can stay? Like, what is this?
I know.
I've signed up. And like,
you've just alerted the charity to my existence, and now they're trying to get their claws into me.
Exactly. I do that thing. Do you do that thing? Whenever you've left a lot of money, you leave your name, and when you haven't, you don't. It's voice note time. Showbiz Mikey, we had an unbelievable streak of voice notes.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
And if you do want to send in your own voice notes, please just sign up to the Patreon. Paul, how much is it?
£3 a month.
Is that it?
I think it's too cheap, actually. Can we have a meeting about this? And
yeah, I know.
Can you afford £3 for the upkeep of this podcast?
Only £3 a month, and you get to send in a voice note like this. Showbiz Mikey, roll.
This is from Tom Lynn.
I'll tell you what's upset me now, and not just now. It's taken me right back to my childhood as this. Fucking wind chimes. What insane bastard is buying wind chimes? I know what. I'm going to buy a musical instrument that plays itself. Great idea. Where are you going to put it? In your living room, in your bedroom? No, no. You see, it's powered by wind, is this? So I'm going to stick it outside my front door. Oh, are you going to listen to it? Well, I'm not really, you see. So on a hot summer's day, when there's a nice breeze in the air and my neighbours want to open a window, they're going to fucking listen to it. And they don't have a choice. What's it play? A bit of relaxing classical music or something like that? No. Have you ever heard a two-year-old smashing the living fuck out of a xylophone? That's what it plays. Take them down before someone chimes a brick through your window, you pricks.
That's super.
Phenomenal.
It sort of reminded me of a cross between Wallace and Gromit and Last of the Summer Wine. It was absolutely superb.
I'm never going to be able to hear a wind chime now without thinking of him. Going, wind blair that. The old wind blair that.
Take it down before I chuck a brick through thy window. Absolutely. Amazing. Superb, Tom.